Winga atka yuchtun atkik, anaka alak nakih miungulchuk, ataka shuk netakitak miungulchuk, winga takom chukyu miungunga, kasatun shu Michelle Snyder agunga. My name is Atkik, Michelle Ilutzik Snyder, and I am a high school UPIC studies and social studies teacher here in Dillingham.
Snyder has been teaching a UPIC language course in Dillingham High School for about a year now. She herself is still learning UPIC. She took classes at the University of Alaska while working on her undergraduate degree, and she's modeled this class after those courses.
It's mostly focused on orthography or reading and writing in the language, so we do a lot of written translation and then some conversational as much as I'm able to put into it.
She says that she and many of the younger generation never learned their native language growing up, and the contributing factors to that decline are well documented.
Really, the language was taken away from us, essentially, right? So the students that, you know, in my mom's generation who went to school, they were punished for speaking the language. And so I think that really translated to when they had kids, they, you know, had this wall built in place for them not wanting to speak the language because of what they'd gone through when they spoke it.
She and teachers who have gone before her in UPIC language instruction in Dillingham want to make sure that students have a place in school to learn their language, often for the first time. It's a sentiment her students echo. Kayla Miller is in 11th grade.
It matters because this is probably the only time that I'm going to be able to learn it, because all my elders or my grandparents and elders that I know are kind of dying off, and there's nobody else to really teach it.
In class, it's not all reading and writing. Madison Williams is carefully threading tiny pink threads onto a loop that hangs from a strip of gray felt.
I'm working on a headdress that the women in my culture who were not married will have loops, and then made out of lots of beads, while the women that were married would have fur on it.
She uses a UPIC word she's learned in class to describe her work.
It's a sechduk or a sechba. It means it's good. Yeah, a sechduk is good.
Janice Cox is in 9th grade. She's also working on a headdress. She says her UPIC has improved significantly since taking the class.
It's actually really cool because as I'm scrolling through Facebook, I have some friends who speak UPIC and they'll post and I'll be like, hey, I can understand that.
Snyder says that developing the class has not been easy. There's not a curriculum she can buy, but there is a loose network of other UPIC teachers in the region. Her mother is one of them. Esther Lutzik is the director of UPIC studies for the Southwest Region School District.
Culture and language go hand in hand. One of our hopes and dreams is that we'll give enough language instruction to our students before they leave our school system that they begin to start understanding our ancient UPIC language, because there's so many things that we can't translate.
For students from Aleknagik, Clark's Point, Ekwok, Kaliganik, Manakotik, Nustuyahok, Togiak, and Twin Hills, it's a part of the regular curriculum from kindergarten until they graduate. They begin with storytelling, traditional chants. By the time students are in middle school, classes are conducted entirely in UPIC. In high school, they introduce Inupiaq and focus on UPIC reading and writing. In other parts of the Bay, it's more complicated. The Lake and Peninsula and Bristol Bay Borough School Districts cover a mix of Aleutic, Dena'ina, and UPIC communities. The cost of language instructors and the number of languages represented can be prohibitive. Language instruction across these communities tends to be sporadic and dependent on community involvement. But a common theme across districts, regardless of the way that they are integrating instruction, seems to be a desire to sustain Native culture through teaching the language. Snyder says that at a time when students may not hear their native language in their home, it's vital that they practice it in the schoolroom. In Dillingham, in addition to Snyder's elective class, the elementary school has a bilingual instructor, and the middle school has a multicultural class that focuses on UPIC culture.
It's really important for students to have that in the school, have that connection to the culture, have that connection to their community, and feel proud of who they are as UPIC people.
Snyder chants and beats a circular drum as her students perform a purification dance. Their movements are slow and deliberate. They stand in line in front of the class, their feet planted. They move from their hips. their hand motions the focal point. When the bell rings, the students aren't ready to stop dancing. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.